You're listening to Away with Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Martha Barnett.
And I'm Grant Barrett, and we're joined by a special guest. It's Will Shortz, crossword editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Grant. Nice to talk to you and Martha again.
What have you got for us, Will?
Well, I understand you have an animal-related show, so yes. I have brought an animal-related puzzle. If somehow you could cross a chipmunk and a monkey, an offspring could be called by the portmanteau chipmunky.
Right.
And similarly, if you crossed a cockatoo with a toucan, you'd get a cockatoucan.
Cockatoucan, okay.
So I'm going to describe some other animals whose names overlap phonetically. You tell me what their offspring should be called.
Okay.
We're going way beyond labradoodles here.
Here's your first one. An Australian animal that hops. And a male chicken.
Kangarooster.
You got it. Number two, a great ape of Africa. And a wild horse with black and white stripes.
White stripes.
I think they just have white stripes, don't they?
Oh, okay. Oh.
I think I have it.
Go.
Chimpanzebra?
Chimpanzebras, right? How about a heavy African animal that spends a lot of time in the water and a bivalve mollusk?
Hippopotamus.
You got it. How about a relative of a kangaroo crossed with an animal that builds dams?
A walla beaver. Now that's what I want to see.
I want to see all of these.
A small desert rodent that can walk on two legs. Crossed with a large snake that coils around its prey, and that's a two-word thing.
That would be a jerboa constrictor.
A jerboa constrictor is right. How about a one-humped camel crossed with a farm animal that gives milk? That's two words.
Dairy cow.
You got it.
I guess they both could give milk.
And your last one, an Australian animal with a duck bill. Crossed with an affectionate term for a feline pet.
Platypussy.
Oh, platypussy cat is right.
Platypussy cat, yeah. That's one of the villains, I think, from a Bond film.
Yes. Okay. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Will. I love this. These are adorable. I can't wait to go to that zoo. We appreciate you coming out today and doing an animal-themed quiz with us. It was a lot of fun.
Anytime.
It's always good to talk with Will. And you know, it's really quite something that he began editing the New York Times crossword puzzle back in 1993. Grant, that means he's on a 30-year run. Will might just be the greatest of all time.
Well, speaking of goats, and I mean goats with wiggly tails and very successful people, speaking of goats, we heard from Pam in Eureka, California, who asked about a phrase involving the barnyard creatures.
My mother and grandmother, when they were would go into a dark room or it was really dark at night, they would say it was as dark as the inside of a goat. And that struck me as rather odd because presumably neither lady had ever been inside a goat. But I just considered, well, maybe it's just some little family weirdity. But then I read an historic novel set in New Orleans in like the early 19th century. And there was a character in the story that said something was as dark as the inside of a cow. And I thought, well, this is really weird. Where are these people coming with this idea of inside of large ruminants there should be in darkness? I wondered about it for years and finally decided, well, you're the guys that would know, so I'd just give you a call and see what you say.
You know what, Pam? Neither of us has been inside of a ruminant.
No.
You thought we would know.
Although it reminds me of the Groucho Marx quote. Do you know that one?
No, which one?
Outside of a dog, a book is a man's best friend. Inside of a dog, it's too dark to read.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Inside a goat, too. Right.
So you were saying that you read the dark is the inside of a cow phrase in a book from the early 19th century?
Well, no, it was a historic novel set in the early 19th century in New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
And some character says this about, you know, inside of a cow, and that's really, really like what Mom and Grandma used to say. So.
Yeah, well, it goes back even farther than that. Dark as the inside of a cow has been around since at least Mark Twain.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he used that phrase in Roughing It in 1871.
And in Innocents Abroad.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
Yeah. And you can sort of infer what the idea is. I mean, if you're in there with no light bulbs, it's going to be
dark.
Really dark, right? And there are lots of different variations of it. I haven't heard the inside of a goat one before. Have you, Grant?
No, but I've heard.
But there are lots of other
whale.
Ones, like inside of a whale, inside of a cat, inside of a black cat, inside of a sack, inside of a needle. Joyce Carey wrote about something as dark as the inside of a cabinet minister, which I really like.
I don't want to be in there either, no.
Yeah.
I've seen a few magician's hat, coal scuttle, the devil's waistcoat pocket.
Wow.
A little dark.
But goat? Have you haven't heard goat?
I don't know that one, no.
So that may be a family weirdity. I like that word, weirdity. Weirdity may be a family weirdity as well. I'm not sure.
Well, is there any kind of regional thing about us? I know that my mother's family, some of it came from the South. I don't know my genealogy very well.
Yeah, I'm not aware of it being regional.
It's not regional. It's across all of the East English-speaking world. You'll find it popping up in anywhere English is spoken over the last 200-plus years. Varieties of dark as the inside of an X.
Yeah. Huh. Well, maybe my relatives couldn't afford cows, so they just had goats.
Goats are great.
I like goats.
Pam, thank you for sharing this family phrase.
I'll keep my eyes open and see what other animals have had their interiors invaded by this phrase.
Yeah, let us know if you hear of any more, okay?
Okay, bye.
Well, Grant, I have to say that conversation was nothing if not illuminating.
Uh-huh. I see you, Martha.
And now we want to see what you can do. Call this station right now to support the programming you depend on.
Here's the number.